Welcome to Mid-Season Moms Podcast.
Sweet and sour take on raising teens into adults.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts. Really asking, I don't know why we weren't fun. I don't know. But apparently dating is not a fun topic for us. Maybe we hate it. Did we hate dating?
No, I thought it was really fun.
I loved watching my kids go to date dances
okay,
in high school.
Okay, so well, we're fine. Let's just try this. Let's try again.
So we
yeah, let's just scrap that one and just start over.
Well, the part with Emma is pretty good, so I'm like, let's do
that. If you can save anything, then do.
Yeah, but. So it might just have some transformations in the tones, but I'm all, because
this is very boring.
That's funny. We must have been just really tired.
I don't know.
We must have been.
That's so weird because it seemed normal.
I know.
It seemed normal.
It seemed like it would be normal.
And it wasn't.
I don't know why it wouldn't.
I can tell you what not to do when you're going on a dance date with a friend. She decided.
Hold on. Are you recording?
Yeah. Oh. She decided. She got asked to homecoming by a really good friend. And I they liked each other. But it was like she wasn't great at being together with someone in high school. She wanted to be more like, we like each other, but we're not gonna like really date, which is totally fine. But the night before homecoming, they were at some place, and they were at some place, and someone was flirting with the guy that was gonna be her date the next day. And she's like, you should totally go for her.
Shoot.
The night before homecoming, and he was
what?
All, I thought I was going for you.
Oh my gosh.
It was so bad. And she came home and she was all, I have made a horrible mistake.
Did she realize it like
not
then or not till later?
Then like, she did. Like, right? It was pretty
so
close.
So did it make the date awkward?
No, they did pretty good, but it was funny because he dropped her off and then, like, he peeled out when he left her house. I was like, ooh, somebody's mad. So he goes upstairs and she's all, oh my goodness, I'm such an idiot.
Your foot in it.
Foot in it,
oh,
yes.
Oh, that's
I'm
funny.
Like, you can't, so don't, if you don't like the person, and she liked the person, that's the problem. Like, they still liked each other after. It's just, she just
put her foot in it.
She was non-committal at any point in high school.
That's so funny.
And it was super fun. It was super, and she was so sad because she's like, that whole date's going to be ruined. And it ended up being
fine.
It went just fine.
Good.
But because he was a nice guy and was like, oh, whatever, this is who she is.
Good thing he knew her well.
Yeah. He was all whatever of not being non-committal. But anyhow, dating. Super fun. It's super fun to watch them. I think it's super fun to watch them date people who they aren't, like when they get asked by someone who they don't quite know and they have to learn who they are.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Okay, what if you have a blind date to your prom?
Ooh.
Alexa.
That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, wow. Alexa.
She didn't know him.
Completely blind date. So her uncle, Joseph, found this kid. I have no idea how he found him. I have no idea where he came from. Asked her to her prom. I believe it was her junior prom. And it was really close to the dance.
So crazy.
So he shows up at the door. Like, we didn't even know what he looked like.
That's funny.
At all?
You know.
Why do you look him up somewhere on social media or something?
He was not.
Not on there?
Maybe he wasn't allowed to be on social media.
I don't know.
Media.
It was just.
You just keep laughing. Poor Alexa.
She was such a good sport. And she went with a couple of friends that she worked with. So she had fun still. But it was like, how awkward is that? I mean, it was a nice thought. From her cute Uncle Joseph.
Yes. Well, it's like, I don't know. It's like going on The Bachelor. You dress up all pretty and then you meet this
person. And you're
person.
Just hoping for the best.
And you're okay.
You have no idea what you're going to get.
At least he was only going to date her rather than 20 other
that's
women.
True. Yeah, that's true.
That's true. It was just her and it was just for one night. So it's fine.
Right. And then she was all, I'm not a fan of blind dates, or I am a fan of blind dates. I think it's funny that people meet on blind dates and can't get married. Because I think it would be so much pressure.
Yeah.
There would be so much pressure, especially if you're set up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much pressure. But, I mean, they learn so much from that pressure, I feel like. I think they learn a lot when they get asked by someone that they're not so into also. And they learn a lot not getting asked, too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it doesn't bother them. Clearly, it bothers all. It bothers me.
I think it's way harder as a parent when your child doesn't get asked. Well, I don't know.
It depends on the kid. Because some kids really don't care. Really? And you know they don't, so it's fine.
My oldest would have cared.
Well, like Emma was all, it's like the only thing that matters in the world right then is everyone asking you who you're going with, what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I guess, but I think, I feel like as a parent, you feel like they have not been accepted as a person. And you're all, how can you not get asked? You're adorably cute.
Yeah.
It's way hard.
And I love you. And everyone should love you. Immediately. Like I do.
Yes. Yes.
It's odd that they don't. But yes. Like, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
New story. It wasn't funny. It was terrible.
Oh, it was terrible.
Terrible. With time, terrible is funny.
Terrible will turn into funny.
It is kind of funny. A little bit. But so she was asked to homecoming by someone from another school, but he was taking her to Spanish Forks homecoming, and she hadn't heard from him the week before. They'd spent a lot of time together, and then he asked her, like, through the summer, and he asked her, and she hadn't heard from him, and I was like, well, when's your day date? What's going on? She goes, I don't know. I haven't heard.
Oh, no.
So Friday, she texted him and just said, hey, what's the plan? Doesn't hear from him. And he played football for Orem. And then it was the homecoming game. So she went to the game. She does all this. She still has not heard from her date. Okay. and then at midnight, she gets a text and he's like, I got her at football tonight and I'm not going to be able to take you to the dance tomorrow. She had bought, a beautiful dress and she was ready to go. We had a boutonniere ordered, like all that stuff. So she comes down at midnight crying because she's like, I don't have a date tomorrow.
That is crazy.
I am so heartbroken. So we call the neighbor and I called a neighbor and I just said, is your son going to homecoming tomorrow? Because he was at a different school. And he's like, no, he's not going to Spanish Forks homecoming. And so I said, is there any way he would take Emma? And he was like, yeah, well, of course, we'll figure it out. And so he ended up being her date. But her poor group, they had dinner reservations, and they tried to add her. Because, well, not it wasn't her group, but her friend, her guy friend.
They had to join another group.
They had to join a group.
Yeah.
And so she's like, can we join your group? And they said, yeah. And they had dinner reservations, and the stupid restaurant wouldn't let them add the two people.
Yeah.
So what's dumb. Two more people?
I know. So they had to go to Sizzler for dinner.
By themselves?
No, the whole group.
Oh, the whole group
went
did?
With them because they felt nice. Bad. That was so nice.
That is so nice.
Her friends were so sweet. He was
kind of a jerk after. But so what happened with the original guy? Did she ever talk to him again?
Yeah. Well, she found out that he had gotten a girlfriend and that the girlfriend didn't want her to go.
And he thought the night before was a good
the
idea.
The girlfriend's like, you're not going to this dance.
Yeah.
And are you serious?
That was why. It
so did he make up the injury?
Yeah, I think he did. I mean, he might have been injured, but he probably could have still taken her to the dance.
Yeah, like injured.
You probably could have told her a week in advance, hey,
I have a girlfriend.
This isn't going to work out. Sorry.
I know.
Like at I'm least like, give her some time. Oh, not the night before.
Kid, I would have beat them. But, yeah, it was pretty terrible, but it worked out. And we had to go to the flower place and have him turn the boutonniere into a corsage because
she didn't have her own.
Yeah. Did you pay for the food or did he?
So we offered. Yeah. Okay. Like we sent her with our credit card to pay for the dinner.
Yes.
And he was like, no, I'll get it. I think his dad did it. But
oh, that's nice.
It was Sizzler. I'm sure it wasn't too expensive.
I mean, they didn't want to, like, date him forever.
Well, and there's always that factor, because high school kids, they are so quick to change relationships.
Oh, yeah.
So they ask 6 weeks, 2 months in advance. And by the time the dance comes around, they've broken up or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, you still have to go. There's no choice. You ask, you go.
And I feel like outside of Utah, they, like, everyone plans to go. Every girl gets a dress. Every guy has a suit. And then some people couple up, but they just go.
They just go. I wish that it was like because then the girls would get to go.
That's so much less pressure.
Yeah. And then if you don't get asked by a certain person or whatever, then you just go.
Then you still go anyways.
Oh, that would be so nice.
And I think that would be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you are buying a dress. You can do whatever. If you get asked by a group, fantastic. That's fun. But it's not like, oh, those people just went by themselves. Like, it really, like, I have cousins who always.
They just always go.
They would always just go, and it was super fun, and the girls would go out to dinner, or the guys would go out to dinner with just the guys. I mean, and then sometimes, because then you don't have to change who you like right then.
Yeah. I wish that would happen more. Just have, if you don't get asked, just still go with your group of friends.
No, I wish, I tried to get Emma to do that when she didn't get asked, and she wouldn't.
I wish it was just something that just always happened.
Me too.
But, and maybe it might start. I know that our school's starting to change traditions a little bit this year. So maybe it's just not been traditionally how they've done it. Homecoming in general, I think if your kid doesn't get asked, you should definitely push them to go to all the homecoming activities.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Homecoming's a fun week.
It's a really fun week. There's a ton of things that they do. Yeah. And they should just embrace those
traditions.
Those traditions.
I think so too.
I agree.
Because it's fun.
High school is so fun. And I think I just try to encourage my kids to do it all because I'm like, it's 3 years. You get 3 years and then you're never going back. And that's why I'm like, go to the dances. And
well, and it's like they don't want to be embarrassed if they play on the kickball team or whatever for the kickball tournament this week. But I'm all, okay, you're going to see these people once a year for the rest of your life, maybe. Maybe.
No, not even that. Not even that.
I'm all, you might see.
Unless you stay in Spanish Fork. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm all, and even if you come home to visit your family and we've stayed here, you might see them one time for 1 minute at the parade.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, there's no reason to be embarrassed.
And life after high school
is so much better.
It's not even, like, it doesn't even matter.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't, like, nobody's. So, I mean, some people live in the high school moments forever.
Some people,
but for the most part, once high school's over, like, you just don't really.
Right. And I always told my kids, you don't want to peak in high school anyways. Nobody wants to peak in high school because then it's going to suck the rest of your life.
You have nothing to look forward to.
Honestly, in the scope of things, high school is a dot
right.
in your life. It's a tiny dot.
But it is fun and it should be involved.
But it should be like a really carefree, fun time because
right.
that's the last time you.
No,
you get to have that. I would love to get asked to a dance and be able to go play in a Powderpuff football game right now. I think that would be awesome.
I would totally live homecoming week.
That's awesome.
Day dates. How are you about day dates? And the whole
day dates sometimes can get out of control a little bit, don't you think?
Yes, and it's so expensive and so much time.
And like, it's funny because sometimes they can't do it the day of the dance. So they're doing it like the weekend before. And then the dance turns into like a 3 weekend event or something. You know what
so
I mean?
True.
Yes.
Like that yes. has.
I do not get the
day date. It totally. Thing. Like if you can't work out a day date the day of the dance, then don't do a day date.
I know.
I
tell you, so much is just so steeped in tradition. I'm like, you don't have to do it that way
to.
Just because it's always
no.
been done that way.
Well, and who started it?
Who started it?
I think it's super fun to do. I mean, me personally, I always loved the day date more than the dance.
The actual dance, yeah.
So for me, I'm all, that's just dating. Like,
yeah.
Push your kids to date people. Like,
right. It doesn't
dates.
Take a dance to just go yes. have a fun activity.
I mean, because some of our things, we just went for willing. Or we would like, you know, you just get dirty or you go on hikes. You don't have to do everything that costs a ton of money. But it feels like it's a huge competition.
Yeah. You got to go to Lagoon for 4 hours.
I know.
And then,
for 4 hours so you can get your hair pretty still.
Yeah.
Well, and like, Ashlyn went on a day date and they decided to go paintballing. And they went like a couple days.
That's not smart.
Before. And like the guys were all this. These are the best dates ever. They're taking us paintballing, like for real.
Yeah.
Except that halfway through the date, I get a text that says, "We put more money on my card. No one brought any more money, and we're out of paintballs." So I had to like pay $100 worth of paintballs.
Oh my gosh. Of course.
She's like, "Can you please just transfer it over so I can pay for $100 of paintballs?" Sure. Anyways, but it was super fun, except that the boys shot them in the back and all of this stuff, and they had these welts from
under there. Oh, no.
So they're all welted in their dresses. That is hilarious.
It was worth it. She said it's it was totally super worth fun. It.
Jameson mentioned paintballing for his day date this time, and mm-hmm. I was like, no.
Yeah,
I was like, do that
on another date.
Yeah, I'm like, just do that randomly. I think they're going on a hike.
Yeah,
for homecoming.
No, I think it's fun. Like, I think it's fun to, and you can try things out of your comfort zone then too. I mean, some people don't like hiking.
True.
So
some people wouldn't go hiking otherwise, probably.
Yeah. Agreed. And it's good to try new things.
It is. So let's go back to the money thing.
Yeah.
So what, as a parent, do you help pay for, or do they pay for their own? Like, what do you guys think about that? Because you paid, I mean, you bought paintballs. But
I bought paintballs for three other girls, and their parents Venmo'd me, like, a portion of it. It's so different with every child. The majority of the time, we just pay because we want them to have the experience. I don't know if we've ever had anyone pay out of the three kids.
I kind of agree. I want them to go bad enough that I'm like, I'll pay for it if you'll ask and get brave enough to ask and go and do it. Yeah.
I think it just depends.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I also have kids that really haven't worked a lot during the school
Alexa
year.
Alexa had a job, so I think, I know I paid for her dress and like the boutonniere and stuff. And I feel like she maybe paid for the rest.
Like dinner and stuff.
I'm not I don't remember.
Let's backtrack a little bit. Because I think if my son was going to prom and he wanted a really extravagant date, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not paying for that. You know,
I think there's a limitation
because I just heard about a kid in Alpine that goes to Lone Peak, I think, and he took her on like an airplane
that's
somewhere and stuff. Oh, wow. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I would not pay for that. Like, no,
they jetted to the beach. I know someone who jetted to the beach.
Yeah, if your kid like is on the fence of maybe not going, then I'm definitely going to pay for you to go.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Because I think...
But not for something extravagant.
But yeah, but not like...
Like, tone it down a little bit, mm-hmm. You know, bring it in.
I'll pay for your...
Within reason.
For your suit and your dinner.
Well, and I will say, you have the wrong parents. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You should have picked differently.
Do you know me at all? Like...
I'll give you a pretty good amount of money. Yeah. But if it's going to be that excessive, nah, I won't.
It's not
good. I don't know if I could handle letting my daughter fly with a private jet.
No, that just
to the beach.
So scary.
So weird. That's too random for high school.
That's a super big lie. I just told a super big lie because you know I would have been like, oh my goodness, so fun.
If you didn't have to pay for it.
I won't.
That's true.
Marry him. Marry him now. I don't care that you're 16. He's going to jet you someplace.
I'm like, if you are jetting someone to prom, how are you going to propose someday? Like,
how do you top that ever?
When you ask people on a date, it is getting over the top.
It is over the top. And what's up with live animals?
Animals. Alexa got asked with a cat. Yep.
Yep.
Someone got asked with a chickens just a couple weeks ago. I'm like,
or like you go and buy like $40 sweatshirts or something. Like there's weird stuff happening with asking for dates.
They're all, hey, we really like Nike, so I'm going to buy both of us matching Nike shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes?
Yes.
I'd be like, no.
Like shoes.
See what I mean? I'll help them pay unless it's excessive like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I'm like, you got like a $5 limit or you're paying for it. Like, I won't pay.
Yeah, asking to the dance should not be extravagant.
Yeah. And I think it can be hilariously big.
I think creative is fun.
Yes.
And cheap is fun.
Yeah.
Wow. I know.
That is really cute.
I have a funny story about this when I was in high school. So Blake, who was my, ends up being my husband, but it was my first date dance and my parents were older, so when my siblings grew up, they didn't ask creatively and answer mm-hmm. creatively, and also my mom was older when I was in high school, and so she was kind of uninvolved with things like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably would have had some guidance from an adult. So I don't remember how he asked me.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So I don't remember how he asked me. But I had to answer him, and I had to do it quick because I was going out of town, and I wouldn't be back for a week or two. And so I was like, I've got to answer him like fairly quickly. And my friend, who was a guy, was with me, and he's like, I have the best idea. And we had a tennis court in our backyard. So he goes and gets two tennis balls, and he's like, tell him, I'm glad you had the balls to ask me to homecoming. I did it! I did it! I set two balls on his porch. And
okay, that's hilarious.
I'm glad you had the balls to ask me to.
First of all, it's Blake.
Okay.
And, yeah. Well, Blake is very conservative and very quiet.
I love it so much.
And here, I had never met Blake. He asked me, my friend had put him up to it because she wanted to go with his best friend. Never met him in my life, and I leave a poster with two balls on his porch. I bet his mom
his
was
His mom had to have been like,
dying.
You should run from her. And he's all, or marry her. I mean, either way.
Oh, that's fun. I think, and it's kind of fun, but it can be over the top.
It is fun. But I think cheap and creative. Stick with cheap and creative.
Cheap and creative. Oh, here's a public service announcement. Balloons do not take as much space as you think they're going to take, and it takes a whole lot of air to fill those balloons up. I have seen it happen multiple times to my children, where it's been like,
I'm going to fill their room with balloons.
I'm going to fill their room with
and
balloons.
It's like, no,
that takes so
thousands of balloons.
Many
That's
balloons.
Thousands
not hundreds.
Of balloons. Not hundreds.
Thousands.
And it takes like 2 minutes per balloon to blow it up. You're going to run out of time unless you bring like 40
people. It's not going to happen.
And try
filling their car up with balloons.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a better idea.
But I think someone did that to me in high school.
Five balloons is not that cool.
Mm-mm.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Five
it's
balloons.
A little unimpressive.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a dress malfunction at prom.
You had a wardrobe malfunction, Cora?
I did.
What happened?
It was really embarrassing.
What happened?
So...
I cannot wait to hear this.
It was probably the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh, my gracious.
Well, probably not, because I've done stupider things since. But I had a dress on that was spaghetti strap. And
oh, no.
And I was like, well, and it had a little jacket over it, but not really much. Mm-hmm. And I got this harebrained idea not to wear a bra because the bra strap would show. And I guess I didn't know that there were strapless bras. I have no idea. But I didn't wear a bra.
Okay.
I went braless to this dance. And we were at a cabin and we were going to eat dinner. And all of us were like sitting around on the couches waiting for dinner to get done. And it was a group of friends. So I had he might have been my boyfriend at the time. He had been a boyfriend on and off through high school. And then I had his friends were like sitting across from me with their dates. And we were just sitting there talking. And I went to stand up and my strap broke and both straps broke off the back of it. And so my dress just fell right open, full frontal boobs to those three boys.
Both.
No.
Everything.
Both boobs.
Just all the way.
Just and no bra, nothing.
They got
just
show.
Boobs. They saw the boobs. Oh my gosh. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I'm holding it. And then I'm You're like, all- crap, what am I going to do?
Oh my goodness, I don't even know.
And we're at a cabin, and luckily, I do not know, seriously, by the grace, there were safety pins in a drawer. So he had to safety pin my dress. It was so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, and then you had to sit across from those people and eat dinner with them.
Yeah, and we were all really good friends, but it was still really That really, was really super awkward. Super
I mean,
awkward.
Let's be honest.
I was more
I'm
better
sure.
friends with the boys than the girls that they brought, you know, but
yeah,
it was just really terrible.
There is no doubt in my mind that that story is shared at least once by one of them every year.
Mm-hmm. It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
either
it was
homecoming
so bad.
Or prom. Yes. They pull their kid aside and they're all, well, this happened to me. So be prepared.
Yeah.
But that's funny. What did your mom tell you? Like, how do you comfort your child when she...
When you know, I was pretty yellow personality when I was
you
in high school, and I was just thought it was funny. Like I was pretty hippie, carefree type
I
of kid.
I think mortified. I could have laughed it off.
And I just laughed it off.
I would have never been able
but
to
But it's
recover.
Just a funny story to tell. Like, whenever anyone says, what's your most embarrassing moment? I always bring that up because it was
That's
embarrassing.
That's a good one.
You know?
That's a good
but
one.
It was, I was pretty good at laughing things off.
That's good.
I wasn't
So
mortified.
You would just have your kids laugh it off. That's what you would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See? Usually when my kids get embarrassed, that's what I say. Yeah. It's just laugh it off. It's okay.
It was an accident. Life happens.
What else can you do? Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have. I don't have
it was so funny. I loved it so
I much. Overanalyze things so much. I'd still be overanalyzing that. I'd be like, I can't believe I didn't safety pin it in preparation. Like,
yeah. And I totally wouldn't have because I, like I said, I was super carefree then.
Yeah.
I wish I was more carefree now.
I don't know if carefree's ever been how I've been described, but like I threw up like going on dates.
Really?
Yeah. Like it caused me so much stress. I had so much stress and anxiety. I didn't know what it was. I just thought everyone got sick. Everyone time.
Got stressed.
Sad.
I just didn't have.
I just stopped eating. Like I had to stop eating dinner at things because.
So that you wouldn't throw up.
Yeah, I remember thinking, lemon chicken just makes me sick every time, or hot chocolate makes me sick so much, and I had like all these things that I couldn't eat, and it
was all the.
It was just really.
It was
nervous.
Just the things that I had ordered on a date, and I would get sick.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I would like start sweating. I was not.
You were not a good dater.
I clearly, and it was, I don't know. And so it wasn't until like later in my life that I was all, hey,
that's,
I think I was just stressed out.
Yeah, just anxiety.
But I didn't know what it was. I mean, back then it was just like, you just,
yeah.
Nobody talked about anxiety or stress.
No,
they didn't.
Mm-mm. But like that, it easily can happen to the kids. Like,
oh yeah.
It's stressful.
So if your kid is like so scared of dating and like that, do you force it or do you
I was totally like I just didn't even know what it was. So if it was my kids, I would probably say you're just gonna have to suck it up. I know that sounds bad, but I learned a lot.
Well, that's the thing, is like you don't want to give your kid an out, because
right,
you, like you said, you learn so much, yeah, by doing hard things or things that you don't think you're going to enjoy or whatever. But I mean, but also, you know, your own kid. So if it's
right,
really going to push them over the edge, is it worth it? You just have to.
And you have to weigh
out whether it's worth it or not.
And that's the thing. It depends on what kid it would be.
I think you could probably find a situation where they could be with friends who they're going to be comfortable enough that.
Right.
They could probably make it through a date.
Every girl on that date safety pinned her dress for the rest of her life.
I bet they probably didn't. Or they're like, no, I'm no strapless for me. Like, yeah. I'm not even going
to
risk it.
Their kids can't wear strapless dress because
Well,
still to this day.
The thing is, I wasn't even allowed to wear them either. That's why I had the little jacket, but it didn't cover anything.
Well, no, because the jacket probably just like, they're went like those little, right over your shoulders.
Yeah, I think the little jackets.
They're the worst.
Are just awful.
They are awful.
Like, I'm all, so your mom wouldn't let you wear that dress, so you put a jacket on.
Yeah, it was, yeah. She made the jacket, too, because I bought the dress, and she made the jacket, because we couldn't find one, and so she made it to cover me up.
I know. Oh, I had the same problem with the adding
okay,
the
so
sleeve.
Here's
the
you can't question. Show your shoulders, right?
Right.
Yeah, here's the question.
They are sexy.
That's what I want to talk to you about. Some of these schools that have dress codes for dances, and I was talking to my niece, because she has dress code for dances. Do you know that they can wear, like, I don't think length really matters. It's just shoulders. I'm like, I do not understand this.
I don't understand
this.
Either.
I am shocked and awed by this shoulder situation myself.
I don't understand
shocked.
It.
Shocked.
I don't understand
I
it.
I don't understand what is up with the shoulder thing.
I
would much rather my kids' shoulders show than their booty because their dress is so short.
Well, that's,
yeah. Which.
And that's what I always told my girls. Mm-hmm. I'm all. Cover your boobs, like, if they're gonna be,
you don't need plunging neckline.
Like,
lines.
I'm all, they don't need to be like sleeves, but a plunging neckline doesn't count.
No.
As modest,
right? My shoulders are covered, but my whole front's exposed.
Yeah. It does not make any sense. I'm like,
yeah,
what in the heck?
Zero sense.
So my girls often wore the dresses that the halter top dresses,
yeah,
that kind of went around their neck, so their shoulders were very exposed.
Uh-huh.
But
the important stuff was covered
up. Their important stuff was hidden. So I'm like, I'm much worse with like a slit that's all the way up the leg. No.
Dude, is there anything else we want to talk about dances? I feel like this went a lot better, by the way, and way smooth.
A lot better.
And we covered almost every question.
Did we really?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
The only thing we didn't talk about was dresses, like buying dresses, but I don't know that that's
even, kind of just whatever. But I feel like, number one, don't care as much. Care as much as your kid cares. That's what level you should go on.
Like, that's a good advice.
The parent shouldn't be more invested than the kid, for
right.
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And that would be my only advice. I could give that to myself also.
Thanks for the advice for yourself.
I think that was for yourself, yes.
My adult children are all, Mom, if you could listen to yourself, maybe don't care as more than we care.
Yeah. Encourage your kids to go and have fun.
Yep.
Have fun.
It's
and if, the funnest times. If your boys life. Don't want to go, especially, encourage them to go.
Because that's one girl that's not going.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it matters to the girls more than the boys.
Just a reminder and a disclaimer, we are just a handful of moms who are voicing our expressed opinions on certain topics. Mid-season moms should not be considered professional advice. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented by mid-season mom hosts are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.